people were there, what would you ask me?
Well, I'd say, well, now, who all was there?
And if you want to find
out... If you didn't call some special one that I want to know, I'd ask, was they there?
Mm-hmm. If you want to find out what they did, what would you ask me?
Well, I'd say, well, who was dancing with them or something like that. Did they get drunk or something? Was they drinking? Mm-hmm. Boys, they done a little drinking most of the days, then they done dancing.
Well, you gotta have a little nip outside and dance.
Have a little nip, keep warm.
Not only that.
One old man got pretty smart. He had two good looking gals, both good dancers. And he said, well, I've got to go home. But he wasn't no smarter than we was. And I said, Uncle Ike, don't you want a drink? Yeah, that's all right. That'll be good for another hour or two. And then by that time, somebody else gave him one. Keep him all night, you just give a drink once in a while. He thought he was pretty smart at getting them drinks, but we know that old man now.
You take all he can get, huh?
Yep. But he said, that Tom's got anybody beat ever saw. And I said, why? He said, he can drink more whiskey than the hottest whiskey. But I ever saw, I said, I'm an old sock. He can just lay me in the shade, and he said he just want to pour it down the rat hole. Because he never gets drunk or tight or anything. He just thinks he can go on by the bits. And I said, someone said, well, did you drink a right smart liquor? I said, oh, the times I did, and times I didn't drink very much. I said, I never drunk my life. And I said, I was an official sampler. I'd say, Tom, you try that out. I said, that's pretty good liquor. We'll take some of it, ain't what? I said, well, you try it. I said, oh, well, you don't know what liquor is. You know what good liquor is. And I said, that's about right.
You drank a little of it all, huh?
Yeah.
I remember I was at a dance up in the hills in Arizona. We had a little dance on Saturday nights. One old boy came out of there. He just couldn't take any more, and somebody offered him some rum. He'd been down to Mexico and come back with a gallon. He just had a little more, and his eyes glazed over, and he got just as stiff as a broomstick, and he just fell right over on his face and didn't move. I picked him up, put him in the pickup bed, and let him stay there.
Let him sober up, too, not sleep at all.
Yeah. That was his Saturday night. Work all week. Get off by every
We day. Never did have many fellas to get very drunk at the dance. Once in a while, some would come out of town, off somewhere or something. They'd get a little feeling pretty good and get it out of this little tub.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to kick these old country boys around, but it didn't work.
Yeah. They didn't practice with cotton nails. Well, we never had any trouble. This old boy can hold his.
Well, a lot of these people down here, they're just rare, because we ain't no boys here to go with them dances. Well, we just having a nice time. And all they said, they're mean, what all they'll do to you. And I said, now, wait a minute about that doing to us. I said, I don't believe they're as mean as you fellas say they are. And I said, while they're going to do all that to us, we'll be doing a little something to them that has to be done. We never did have no trouble. Them got to going up there every Sunday evening, you know. A year or two before married, we'd go up there every Sunday. I told this old boy, I said, Eddie, we got to take to going up there, seeing them folks a little more. I said, them old girls will think, well, just coming up there at them dances, we ought to all take them home or anything, just dance, then we'll go home.